For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is a continuation of a discussion I had with Professor David Duncan of Brown University.
Some say there's this symbiosis, if you will, that these authority figures shuttle from government back to pharmaceutical house and back to government and protect each other along the way. You want to speak about that?
Well, there's certainly at least some of that happens. When somebody retires from the Food and Drug Administration, there's likely to be a pharmaceutical company anxious to offer them a job. Now, the pharmaceutical company, of course, will justify that because they know the system and that their knowledge will be useful. But I think that they're probably also thinking that they have useful connections, that they have friends that can be influenced. There may also be some tendency for some of those people to figure, you know, if I get the drug company a hard time while I'm the regulator, I won't get offered a cushy job by them when I retire. And it is true that we have some of the people in senior positions at FDA recruited from the drug companies, from advertising firms that work for the drug companies, from law firms that work for the drug companies, and these people tend to see themselves more as being the drug company's friend than as being the protector of the public.
This interview follows a story published last week in the New York Times that says, quote, "Federal drug regulators are virtually incapable of protecting America from unsafe drugs," a federal drug safety reviewer told a congressional panel. And he named five new drugs now on the market whose safety needs need to be seriously looked at. Those five drugs are Crestor, the anti-cholesterol drug, the pain pill Bextra, the obesity pill Meridia, the asthma drug Severant, and the acne drug Accutane. Makers of each drug defended the medicines as safe. It's time to play Name That Drug by Its Side Effects. Weakness, nausea, skin rash, unexpected weight gain, swelling of hands and face, difficulty breathing, flu-like symptoms, sluggishness, dark urine or pale stools, double the chance of dying of heart attack or stroke. Time's up. The answer, Vioxx. And this follows on the heels of the news that Merck Pharmaceuticals withdrew Vioxx when a study it sponsored found that after 18 months of use, the drug doubled the risk of heart attack and stroke. Critics of the FDA said that studies from as early as 1999 showed that Vioxx was a risk to the heart, and many asked why the FDA had not forced the drug's withdrawal earlier. Meanwhile, how many people have died from using marijuana in the last 8,000 years? Oh yeah, zero. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.